Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had revealed himself to the disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go about where you please. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We were together 6 weeks ago on April 6th. We broke open the Gospel of St. John, that breakfast scene, and we said we would have to wait 6 weeks for the conclusion because the Church wants to have this as the exclamation point of the entire Easter season. It's one of these most beautiful dialogues that Jesus has, not just with Peter, but the reason why it's been recorded by the Holy Spirit is far more than history, far more than the foundation of the papacy on the sharing of Christ's love for his, the Good Shepherd's, sheep and lambs. It's meant to be a dialogue that each of us is to have with the Lord so that he can reconstitute us, especially after times of discouragement. So easy for us to be discouraged by the ways that we, like Peter on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, have betrayed the Lord. Just haven't been faithful to him in little thing. We might have suffered stuff that we ourselves didn't cause, and that can lead to our wondering if God is really there, which often is a greater sin than the particular omissions or commissions that are ordinary in our life. What Jesus does for Peter here is an incredible dialogue of hope for any of us who in any way suffer discouragement, suffer difficulty. Because Jesus, in giving Peter a second and a third and a fourth chance, is showing how he wishes to give us the same. So we've talked about in the past, but not everybody is here every seventh Friday of Lent. But I could preach on the Greek in this every day for the rest of my life, how important it is. So we'll go through it again. In order to truly understand the scene, you have to understand the four verbs for love in Greek, because it's varying. Storge is familiarity for those who are near and dear. Types of love that we might have for our pets, or for the Boston Red Sox, or for sunny, breezy days. Second is philia, that love of friends, in which we see a friend as a second self. Eros, authentic romantic love, not lustful in the way, but in which we're drawn out of ourselves by beauty or truth or goodness. And finally, agape, the specifically Christian type of self-sacrificial love in which one's whole heart is in it for the one who's beloved. That's the verb that Jesus uses when he says, agape me, as I have agaped you. So I agape others as I have agaped you. Today's scene in the dialogue, there's an exchange of Greek verbs. Jesus first asks Peter, Simon, son of John, do you agape me more than these? Do you love me with a total self-sacrificial type of love? And Peter, having betrayed the Lord on Holy Thursday, after having sworn that even should he have to die for the Lord, he would never betray him, wasn't going to promise to do something that he had failed to do before. So he responded, Lord, you know that I phileo you. You know that I love you as a friend. So he asked him a second time, Simon, son of Peter, do you love me in a way in which you'd give yourself totally over for me with agape? Simon Peter replied again, Lord, you know that I love you as a friend with philia. And so in the third query, Jesus downgraded to meet Peter where he was at. Do you love me as a friend? And that's why Simon Peter was sad. Not because Jesus hadn't heard him or believed him the first two times, but that it was an external confirmation of his having lost confidence in his relationship with the Lord Jesus. And that when the Lord confirmed by that step where Peter was, that crushed Peter because of his desire to love the Lord with all that he had. And he replied, Lord, you know that I love you as a friend. You know that I love you with philia. But how good Jesus is. Jesus wasn't going to allow Peter to remain there because he knew Peter was sad because of the betrayal in the past and how it was impacting the present. And so he says, with great mercy, amen, amen, I say to you. Whereas Peter had sworn an oath in the Last Supper, Jesus was swearing an oath right here. When you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go about where you wanted. You were in charge. You called the shots. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and drag you to a place you don't want to go. Which is a Greek euphemism for crucifixion, that stretching out one's arm. And St. John comments, he said this signifying by what kind of death Peter would glorify God. Even though Peter wasn't going to say with his words this time, Lord, I would die for you. Jesus was saying he's going to say it with his body language. So he was flipping it right around. Whereas Peter with words had sworn that he would never betray the Lord even should he die, and then betrayed him with deeds. Now he wasn't going to claim it in words. But Jesus was swearing an oath that he would, in fact, prove his agapic love with deeds. Jesus wants to enter regularly into that dialogue with us, especially when we're fallen. Fallen from our expectations of loving him with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength. Fallen from his own great calling that he's given each of us. He comes and he says, Roger, son of Roger, do you love me more than everything else? He gives us another chance to affirm that love. And even if we're discouraged, he wants to take from that discouragement a real sign of hope and say, even though you don't think you're capable, together with me you are. Don't be afraid. And he summarizes everything by saying, follow me. Follow me all the way, including through these most difficult moments, because it's precisely through the gift of having someone else stretch out your arms and drag you to a place you don't want to go, that you will glorify me, that what might seem to everybody else as a great punishment is actually a great caress, in which he's giving us the opportunity far better than we would have ever been able to design on our own, to give witness not only to him, but to the depth of love that we really have for him. We've been hearing throughout the Acts of the Apostles this week with regard to St. Paul, what the Lord had been telling St. Paul. Don't be afraid. Great sufferings await you in Jerusalem, but I will be with you. And then just as you have given witness to me in Jerusalem, so may you give witness in Rome. Paul was going to, he had already suffered a great deal for the Lord, but he was going to suffer more, but the Lord was letting him know that that would be a means by which he would glorify God. Today we celebrate the feast of Pope St. John the First, Pope in the early 500s, who was martyred because he opposed the Arian Emperor Theodoric. He suffered all types of indignities. On his tombstone, the epitaph is, "Victim for Christ, a Holocaust for Christ." But it was precisely through that witness, that oblation for the Lord, that he preached his most powerful gospel of all. It's the gospel for which Christians throughout the world today continue to remember him. A lot of the times when we sign up for the Christian life, or begin to will it, or enter into a more intimate form of living out our baptismal consecration through religious life, or through the sacrament of holy orders, we can have all types of ideas with regard to the way we will bring all people to the Lord. But a lot of the times it just doesn't involve the suffering that the Lord has in mind. We think about the good times, the successes. But sometimes the Lord flips it upside down, puts us in a circumstance like he put Peter, like he put Paul, like he put John, like he put so many other martyrs, so that precisely through what we would have never chosen or even imagined, we were able to give the greatest witness that redounds to God's glory. We should never be afraid when those circumstances happen, because it's in those circumstances that we have a chance to follow the Lord even more intimately and give a witness that will help others to follow him, not just in our own day, but in centuries to come. So today at this Mass, Jesus says to each of us, "Do you love me?" And if we do, he wants us to show that love by tending his sheep and lambs, feeding them with our faith, and then to be willing to follow him in whichever direction he in his holy wisdom knows will most help us to carry out that twofold love. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.